From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suicide bombing in Syria. Syrian state television reports a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in Tahrir Square in central Damascus, killing at least 18 people and wounding many more. Syrian security forces said they had pursued three car bombers, destroying two at the entrance to the city before they could do damage. Saudi Arabia and its allies involved in a prolonged diplomatic dispute with Qatar said Monday they would extend by 48 hours a deadline for Qatar to comply with their demands. A coordinated statement released early Monday by the state news agencies in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia confirmed the deadline that had been extended until the end of Monday. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis spoke with VOA about the possibility of more sanctions on Doha.
In many respects, the sanctions already imposed are extremely severe in terms of the land, sea, and air blockade, the withdrawal of diplomatic relations, suspending their membership in the Gulf Cooperation Council, which is an important strategic and economic alliance. It's hard to think what additional sanctions could be imposed short of actual war.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A dispute in Turkey over the removal of the theory of evolution from schools is set to escalate further. Turkey's main teachers' union is turning to the courts. The head of the union, Mehmet Balik, said excluding the theory of evolution from the curriculum and obliging all schools to have a prayer room and a water closet for ablution destroys the principle of secularism and the scientific principles of education. The union plans to open a lawsuit against the new regulation. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says a rapidly spreading cholera outbreak in Yemen has claimed 1,500 lives since April and is suspected of affecting 246,000 people. The WHO's representative in Yemen says the number of suspected cases in the country's second outbreak of cholera in 6 months has multiplied tenfold in the last 2 months. One of the WHO's partners in the fight against cholera in Yemen is UNICEF. Its deputy representative in Yemen, Dr. Sharon Varkey, talks about what's being done.
We are setting up special treatment centers to treat cases. We are also working on ensuring that people have safe water and sanitation services. And most importantly, we are now working at the level of the household with an army of 10,000 community volunteers who are going house to house to educate people on how they can protect themselves and their children from cholera.
The WHO says one quarter of those killed by the disease in Yemen are children. In the U.S., witnessing a titanic struggle between a populist president and a concerted media onslaught. Is that what's happening as it's waged by liberal-dominated news industry giants and backed by wealthy coastal elites? President Trump increased his attacks on the U.S. news media by tweeting an altered 10-year-old wrestling video that showed him tackling and punching a figure labeled as CNN. Steve Norman reports for VOA.
The video singling out CNN President Trump posted to his Twitter account came from a professional event where Mr. Trump performed outside the wrestling ring in a fake match. The CNN logo is superimposed on the head of Mr. Trump's conquered opponent. White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert rejected the idea that someone might interpret the Trump video as a threat against journalists. He appeared on the ABC television program this week.
He's the most genuine person, and the people that see politicians and then see him find him to be someone that they can understand and relate to.
Mr. Trump's tweet drew scores of negative reaction, but he issued another tweet pledging he would triumph over what he called the dishonest media. I'm Steve Norman.
President Trump has railed against major newspapers and television networks for their coverage of his five-month-old presidency, but he has aimed increasing vitriol in recent days against CNN. Up to 18 people were feared killed Monday in one of Germany's worst road accidents after a tour bus carrying pensioners burst into flames in a collision with a trailer truck. Police said in a statement that 30 passengers were taken to hospital, some with serious injuries. The others are believed to have died in the burning tour bus, which had been carrying 48 people. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.